Okay, so here we go. It's a new day. I really do like that saying in that movie. It's a new day, people. The boot camp, the sergeant, the boot camp sergeant, he said, it's a new day, people. He knew those men were going to their death, though. That's the sad part. Training them to their death. Anyway, you're not equipped to fight the devil. You're not equipped to fight the psychopath, the shape-shifting psychopath. You're not equipped, really, to beat the devil's system. The devil's system's not going to go away. So what you're going to have to do, only Jesus. It'll go away eventually, but only when Jesus comes back to destroy it. And when the last person gets saved, it's rapture, the tribulation, the millennium, you know, and then after the millennium, the devil's loosed a little bit for a little season to deceive the kings of the earth again, and then it's like, okay, it's over. New heaven, new earth. So you can't beat the devil's system right now unless you get born again. The way you beat it is get saved, you know. The way you beat the devil's system, get saved. And pay attention to the psychopaths around you, because they're all around. They're all around. And I would say if you've never read the book of Proverbs, you better start reading it every day, right, starting now. Because the book of Proverbs will save your life. Just read Galatians over and over, Romans 6, 7, and 8 over and over, the book of Romans, the book of Galatians, Proverbs, and the Bible talks about mind your own business, go to work, go home, and mind your own business, you know. A lot of times when I'm talking, once you get a spiritual gift and you start to exercise it, you start to flow. It's like God speaking through you. And sometimes I'm speaking to five different people at one time. I know that. Sometimes I'm speaking to a born-again saint. Sometimes I'm speaking to a lost person. Sometimes I'm speaking to a psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, all at the same time. Because if you really think about it, the born-again has the old flesh. Your flesh mind, the old Adamic nature, the old Adam, is nothing but evil. Cain represents the old Adam. Abel represents the new Adam. And Cain's still here. Cain has offspring, and Cain wants to kill Abel. And if you tell Cain, you just want to kill me, they laugh at you and say, what are you talking about? Even your own flesh mind wants to kill you. Because think about it. You want to do something in the flesh and you know it's not healthy or good for you, or it was a bad choice. That's how the devil gets you to destroy yourself. If you step out of the spirit walk into the flesh, you destroy yourself. There are men and women out there that hate people, that want to destroy people, that want to destroy hearts, that want to play mind games, that get a kick out of. They don't have anything else in life. Their only enjoyment in life is to hurt other people. That's all they care about, hurting other people. Looks like a lot of people going to the mountains. Today's a holiday. It looks like everybody. I don't think everybody's going to work. I think there are a lot of people going to the mountains. I used to watch, you know, I worked around a lot of people in my life because I have a lot of different jobs, and I'd work around some dude, and the way he talked at work, I thought, this dude is a psychopath. This dude is a psychopath. And I thought, and then his wife, you know, his wife would come up there, bring him lunch, or they'd go to lunch, or pick him up after work or something. I thought, well, how can any woman be married to this psychopath? Because when you're young, you're trained sugar and spice and everything nice. You're thinking, how can this female who looks like sugar and spice and everything nice be married to this psychopath? The reason is she was psychopath too. You, over time, you realize there's just as many female psychopaths as male, and maybe more. And the reason I say that is because if you think about all the men that went through those, you know, turned those, the woman tends to follow the man more than the female follows the man, whether she knows it or not. Even Jezebel follows the man. But anyway, this is why Apostle Paul said it's better to stay single. Because unless you know that person for quite a while, you get married to somebody, you don't know, you might be marrying a psychopath. You don't know. Unless you were raised around them, you worked around them, you test their character and all. You can see one by their words. Their words reveal it. They can't hide. They can't hide. But you have to be cognizant. Is that the right word? Cognizant. You have to really pay attention to what's coming out of somebody's mouth, and you look for patterns in that person. You probably work with a psychopath or two. And your old Adamic nature, the old Adam, the old Eve, is psychopathic. Everybody has that tendency. Now, the born again has a dual nature. As an unsaved person goes through life, they become more psychopathic, sociopathic, and that's why the Jezebel spirit in men or women, it's always about outward show. You actually, there's every once in a while, you'll see somebody over the years, they give up the outward show image, and they calm down and they become more human, you know. They go back to their childhood when they no longer want to impress people. They start to go back to being a human, it seems like. Some people are just in survival mode for so long that they have to play the game down here. The cube, the 666 cube. So this is why I said about 5 years ago, I came to the conclusion 5 or 7 years ago, it's better, the less things you have that you're connected to, the better off you are. In other words, anytime you yoke up with anything in the 3D, you're tied into a 666 cube, and it has a tendency to pull you down to the dark side, you know. And the reason people get stuck on my channel, or when they come across, and I've had this happen over the years, even when I had that other channel with like 10,000 subscribers, I hear this all the time. They say I've heard it for 20 years. They say, it's only by the grace of God. I mean, it's only by the grace of God I found your channel, or it's not a coincidence. Yeah, exactly. Because you were looking for the truth. You didn't know that you're in a spiritual matrix. You know, the movie The Matrix talks about a digital. This is a spiritual matrix. And everything around you is telling you the same story. The flesh versus spirit. Somebody emailed me yesterday, wants to learn the code. And this is what I want to tell people who are starting to learn, want to learn the code. You've got to ask questions. You've got to ask questions. A question is a quest. Now here's how I learned the code. I just started asking questions. Why are all the stop signs red? Why do all the babies in the world say ma? Why do all the nations in the world have a flag? Who controls the alphabet? You can't just change the alphabet. Who controls the alphabet? And so you start to look at universal patterns, and you're like, who's controlling that? Who controls the alphabet? Go back to Genesis. God controls the language. Why are all the stop signs red? Because red represents the blood. Why does the baby say ma in every country? There might be one or two countries, a few countries where it does, it's not ma. But why do the babies say mama, ma? M is water, A is blood. Why do all the countries have a flag, which means setting the standard? Why do all the countries have a flag? Because the flag, you saw Israel set a standard, and each nation, each little tribe within Israel had a flag. Coat of arms. What's the deal about coat of arms? Why's everybody got a coat of arms? Setting a standard, right? Setting a standard. Why do all the witches love the wicker furniture? Why do they love elephants? Why do they love cats? Why do they love? What is the deal with all the witches that love these certain patterns? They can't hide. I don't know why they try to hide. If you're a witch, you're a witch. Just admit it. Who cares? You're not going anywhere. You're just going to burn in hell forever. That's all. I mean, if you want to do magic, you know, a sister in Christ and I were talking about this last week. Whether it's the witches, the tarot, it's all works based. Think about it. We walk by faith. We're saved by faith and we walk by faith. So the witches and the palm readers and the scryers and the ones who look into the crystal balls and all that. And I'm not saying the born again Christians not innocent of it, because everybody's trying to see the future, forecasting corporations. They forecast next year based on last year, you know, super forecasting. We all try to forecast a little bit. I mean, you have to live, but mainly the saved people walk by faith. Even though we do some forecasting and we could be wrong, you know, there's this thing called super forecasting and all that. Game theory and super forecasting is really interesting. It really is. But just because we forecast tomorrow, you know, the weather's going to be bad or whatever. I mean, even Jesus talked about you can see the signs of the weather, but you can't see the signs of time. And so the super forecasting and all is kind of like witchcraft. Is it going to rain tomorrow? You know, we're trying to forecast the next day, but don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself, you know. There's enough trouble as today. There's certain things you've got to plan for the best you can, but nobody can plan for everything. So when you look at the witches, the tarot, the ones reading the stars, and super forecasting could be a form of witchcraft, I guess, or sorcery, or reading tarot, or whatever. Everybody's doing it to a degree. But if that's all you're doing and you're believing it, then you're not walking by faith. You're walking by, you're trying to walk by sight or even insight. Thank you. The demonic insight, the demonic realm. The demonic realm loves that stuff, you know? We can do our best to make the right choices and decisions based on the past and the patterns and all, because everything is a pattern. And everything repeats. Everything's deja vu. But we've got to ultimately walk by faith. You learn how the system works. It's just a cycle repeat. Everything's a deja vu. So you just walk by faith. Do you forecast on a daily basis? Everybody does. Is it going to rain today? Can I go down the street and do this? You know, do I need to carry a gun with me? You're walking down the street and there's a dog there, and should you turn around? You know, is it a wild animal? Is it safe, you know? And a lot of people end up, I'm looking at two homeless people with their head down right now because they didn't forecast, you know? There's a time and place for everything. But if all you're doing is trying to do love spells and stuff like that, it's ridiculous. if you're trying to manipulate people, it's not going to work out. Everybody has a free will. Do God's will, trust God, step into what God has called you to do. I'm getting off track. I'm talking about two or three things at once. So the old flesh mind is psychopathic. There's code hidden in plain view. The flesh versus the spirit is everywhere. It's even built into your body. Whatever tools you use down here to survive, don't use those tools as the ultimate. Use those tools if you need to. For comfort or whatever you need, but that's the secret is crack open that Bible, walk by faith. You walk by faith. You trust God. You go to God, and you, if you need something for some comfort, remember that comfort or that blue blanket that Linus carries around, that's supposed to be temporary. The secret is run to Jesus, trust God, believe in God. Rest in Jesus. I know it's a man's world, and I know a lot of women are dependent on men and all that. And the Bible says submit to the husband. And if you do that, you're going to be divinely protected. Now, if you're married to a psychopath, it's a different story. Anybody can get saved, but I haven't really seen many psychopaths get saved. You know, the ones that do get saved, it's a miracle. You know, just like Apostle Paul, Saul was chasing the church to kill the church, and he finally, God stopped him and knocked him down. He got gloriously saved, you know. So Paul was a psychopath killing the church. But most of the people who wrote the Bible were murderers. They were psychopaths, and God saved them. Yanked a knot in them. So everybody has the tendency. So whoever you marry, they have a tendency to mess you up, you know. Anybody can mess you up. And when you start to live in a naive manner, you got to be careful. You got to be careful, because nobody can be living in this place and be naive. You walk by faith, yeah, but you still have to use a little bit of forecasting. When you're walking down the street, you see somebody wearing red shoes, I promise you, you need to be careful with that person. You don't, I promise you, I decoded this place. If somebody's wearing red shoes, be careful. If they're driving a red car, be careful. There's a reason that the police statistic-wise pull over red cars more than any other car. I promise you there's something to it. I've decoded this place by the grace of God. And if anybody's got blue above the red, be careful. When you put some pants on and a shirt on, if the pants are red and the shirt is blue, be careful. That's upside down reality, because the red represents grace, blue is law, and the red is way high above the law. All I'm telling you is there's code all around you. Yeah, everything, I don't care if it's the stars, I don't care if it's the grass, I don't care if it's whatever it is telling a story. Just be careful. If somebody wants to decode, that's cool. But you rightly divide the word of truth is the main thing first, and then you line up all the code in front of you with the word. It has to line up with the Bible. And the code will protect you, but you still walk by faith. The code will show you stuff, but you still have to go to God and pray and walk by faith. Because your intuition, information technology, ION, your intuition, T-I-O-N, the cross and the walk, your intuition is given to you by God for a reason. And yes, God wants you to do some super forecasting. I believe God wants you to learn the code because the Bible is the codex, the main code. And if you rightly divide the word enough, you'll see it's the flesh versus spirit, Cain versus Abel, the legalist versus grace, law versus grace, and it will protect you from certain kind of people. Now, some people are master manipulators, but you see them early on, and if you decide to stay around them, it's shame on you, because they will mess you up if you let them. And there are certain patterns that every human follows. There's nothing new under the sun. So there's your start. Your quest. Anybody who has a question, that's a quest. And if the Bible is a codex, a book, it is written before the foundation world, then you're actually in a 3D book. Everything is a book. And everything is coded. So start asking questions, and God will give you the answer.